Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tezayin. Daf Tezayin, we could use a couple of days to do today's block, but let's see how far we get, and we'll see. Whatever we don't do, we'll have to do continue in the next day. But I apologize in advance that there's a lot here that we will not be able to discuss as much as we would like. That's every day of Daf Yomi, but especially a day like these dafim, where there are so much agadata and so many drushes. You just look in the back of any Mafteach Sefer on Chumash, these chazals will be quoted, and in the past we've mentioned some of them in drushes, so we will mention them, Bezrat Hashem. But I want you to know that these dafim, at the end of Baba Basra, somebody said to me yesterday in shul, these don't seem like Baba Basra dafim. So I said, what's the definition of a Baba Basra daf? A daf that's specifically about splitting things up and not doesn't catch the eye as much. These are also Baba Basra dafim. Baba Basra, you know, if it's the longest, it's got to have everything. Okay, let's start from where we left off yesterday. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, fifth to last skinny line on Tezavim Abeis. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, yesterday, if you remember, there were the nine pshatim when Eov was. When was Eov, including one that says he never was. But nine other pshatim exactly when Eov was. Again, why was the Gemara so interested? Is there any other biblical figure that we have such confusion and controversy whether he was or not? Is there any other person that we say Lohayev Lonivra? It's a question whether there was ever another person in Tanakh like that. But it's such an important figure, being with the message of his sefer, that the Torah needs to know exactly who he was, when he was, and as we're going to be continuing today, there's more chairs right across if you need, and we'll continue today about his message. But again, Eov is a focus of our history, because his questions are questions that pertain to every generation of Jewish history. So, Amar Rav Yochanan, my dechziv ahibi meishvot ha-shoftim. So, one of the nine pshatim was that he lived at the time of shvot ha-shoftim. So, what does it mean, shvot ha-shoftim? First pasuk in Rus, dar she-shofet ha-shoftav. The dar was so low and was so. Right, the Shofar HaShoftim is the same as the Sefer Shoftim. Right? How does the Sefer Shoftim end? Ish kol hayashar bein av ta'aseh. Right? Everybody was doing whatever they want. So Shofar HaShoftim means even the judges had to be judged. It was such a low time. Omer lo, a judge would tell a defendant, tol kisei mi bein echa, take out a splinter from your eyes. Meaning, you're doing something wrong, remove the splinter. Omer lo, tol korah mi bein echa. So the defendant could turn around to the judge and say, hey, take the board out from between your eyes. Meaning, look at your sins. You don't tell me what to do. Look what you're doing. Omer lo, or the shofet will say, kasvi chayi l'sigim, right? Your silver was l'sigim, like it was covered with dross, covered with impurities. Omer lo, savech mal bayayin. So you can say back to the at the end of the pasuk that your wine is full of water. So again, it's just a symbolic of everything being on a low level in terms of of mishpat. Amar Shmuel Nachmani Amar Yonasan Kol Amar Malchus Shiva Isha Haisa Eino Ela Toa. Whoever says Malchus Shiva was also something that was alluded to. Whoever said that it was a woman, that's the mistake, because it's not talking about the queen Shiva. My Malchus Shiva Malchusa the Shiva. It's talking about the Malchus of Shiva. You don't have to say it's talking about a queen. Period. Vayehi hayom. And it was that day. Here we go. Now we get into the story of Eov. The main story of Eov, as we know, Eov, the first parak has action, the last couple of parak has action, and the whole rest of the sefer is conversation. Right? It's all conversation between Eov and his three friends. Eov bemoaning the trouble and the tsaris that happened to him, to his family, and to everyone, everything around him. And all is for three friends, Eldad, and we'll get to his three friends in a minute. Right, that's the whole sefer. So first we darshan exactly what happened in the first parak, which is probably one of the most, if not the most difficult parak in all of Tanakh, to try to accept what happened or understand what happened. Vayehi hayom, and it was that day. What's hayom? That day. That fateful day. We'll see later on there is a medrash that says it was Yom Kippur. Vayehi hayom, vayavo b'nehu elokim litziyasev al Hashem. The b'nei elokim came to stand in front of Hashem. Vayavo gam ha-satan b'socham, the satan was there. Vayomer Hashem al ha-satan me'ayin tava. Where have you been, satan? Vayana Satan, the Satan says, I was walking around with the world. Lashuta Saaretz. Amr Lefana Rebona Shalom. Shati B'chol Ha'olam Kulo. V'lamasasi Ne'eman Kavdecha Avraham. I didn't find anyone as great as Ne'eman as Avram Avinu. Shamar Talo, that you said about him, said to him, Kumas alech baris l'arkal arachba, ki l'cha etnena. You promised him Eretz Yisrael, take it and make a kinya chazaka on it. V'yafilu hachki, and even so, even though it's his and you promised him, b'shah shalom matzah makom likbar sarah, until he found place to bury sarah, at shekana b'dala mea shekel kesef, lo hira achamidosecha. Even though he had to pay for his land, even though he was supposed to own this land totally, right? He wasn't mahar after your midos. He's supposed to be given a present, and all of a sudden, and God promised you the present, and you have to pay for it. What kind of present is this? What present? I have to pay so much? So he wasn't maharer. So one of the achronim point out, amazing. If you had to pick one action in Avram's life, Avram was the best. You know why? Because Yakeda, because he was thrown into the Kivshan Aish. This is Avram's highlight, that he wasn't maharer after your midos. So two ideas. One maybe is that we're just contrasting him to Eov. Because Eov is all about here Acher Midos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is somebody going to be Maharer? Is somebody going to think about the tzaras that he went through? So on that level, yeah, this is the parallel. Right? The other things are God listening to God's command. That's one. One idea that it's just paralleling to Eov's life. The other idea could be is that no. The one-time events, knowing that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accepting that, that's one level. But the day in, day out of our lives, and we're supposed to get this, and we have to buy this, even though we don't want to buy it. We're not talking about jumping at the fire and killing our sons. We're talking about having to pay extra for something. Realizing that there's also siyata d'shmaya there, daily living. That was the galus of Avraham Avinu. He was able to live. He lived every day about thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we mentioned also from the Shemen HaTov in the past, why the Akedah is categorized as, and others, why the Akedah is categorized as the Nisayan of Avraham, and not the Nisayan of Yitzchak. You would think Yitzchak has to give his life. Right, but what is one of the ten nisyonos of Avraham Avinu? Why? Because Yitzchak had to die at one time, and maybe giving one's life al Kiddush Hashem in some ways is even harder, is easier than living a life every day al Kiddush Hashem, and that's what Avraham Avinu had to do. Every day after that, he was going to have to live al Kiddush Hashem with his decision to do the Akedah. So that's why he focuses on Lo Hira Chamidosecha. That's Avraham's godless. V'yomer Hashem al Satan. So Hashem turns to the Satan. Hasamta libchal avi Iov ki enkam al baris v'chulu. You check out Iov. He was one of my prime sons. Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Hanem Rabbi Eov, Yosef Hashem Rabbi Avraham. Greater is what's said about Eov more than Avraham. Dilu ba'Avraham ksiv, ki atoya dadi ki yirei Elokim ata. After the Akedah, Hashem says, now I know you're a Yirei Shemayim. Ubi Eov ksiv, ish tam v'yashar, yirei Elokim, v'sar meirah. You see, there's a lot more adjectives. A lot more adjectives describing him. So you see Eov was greater in a certain way. My v'sar meira, what does it mean? V'sar meira, he turns from bad. Amar b'Abba bar Shmuel, Eov vatron b'mamono haya. Eov was already very mevater. He always gave up his own money. That's what it means. He would turn from ra. Min hago shel olam, usually nosein chati pruta lechen v'ni. Eov, usually when somebody lends a money to a poor person. So then when how does he pay back? He goes to the chen v'ni, he goes to the storekeeper and say, give so-and-so. Give so-and-so half of this, and the other half goes to me. But Eov v'chamishalo, Eov just gave the whole pruta's worth to the chenvani. Right? Rashi says, Mishi yishlo molachamu etes la'asos. If somebody has a little molach, I need a little job done, he'll tell the poel, I'll give you a chati pruta, and he goes to the chenvani, and tells the chenvani, give him the chati pruta's worth of payment, with the bread, with eggs. But Eov used to just give the whole pruta. He was always mevater. Mevater mishalo. Right, and that's the sar meira. Every pruta was ra be'enav. That's why he stayed away from it. Rashi explains. Continuing drushes of the pasuk, Vayana Satan as Hashem, Vayomer. So Satan hears this as a dare from Hashem. Vayomer, Hachinam Yarei of Elokim. Does he fear you for nothing? Hatasachta b'adavad beisa. You protect him. You give him everything. You give him everything. And the pasuk continues, Ma'isi yada be'rachta. Maya Ma'isi yada be'rachta. What does that mean? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak kolanot al pruta me'iov. Misbarech. What does it mean? His Maisi Adayim had a bracha. Anybody who took a pruta from Eov, it was a bracha. It was the Midas touch. Right? Anything that connected to Eov, the investment was great. Mai u'miknehu paratz ba'aretz. It says his cattle spread out through the land. What is paratz? Amar b'yosef rachanina, b'kneo shel Eov, partzo gidro shel olam. It spread out and it broke the geder of the world, right? The normal rules. Menhaga shalolam ze'evim hargim ha'izim. Usually, wolves eat goats. Wolves eat goats. Eov's sheep and goats were so strong. B'gneo shal Eov izim hargim ha'ze'evim. Just the opposite. Continuing, v'yulam, and now continues the Hashem to the Satan. Shlachna yadcha I'm sorry, this is the Satan talking to Hashem still. Shlach lo yadcha. Go send your hand to him, God. V'gava kol asher lo. Im lo al panecha yivarchecha. On his face, I bet he's going to be mevarech you. That's Lashon Sagi Nahar. You know, you do everything to him. Let's see what he says to you. Let's see what he says to you, right? Like we know Aleph Beis Gimel, the Shem Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the big three, and then Aleph Beis Gimel Dalim, right? Eber Menachai, Aleph Beis, Birchas Hashem, Gezel and Dinim, right? So Beis is Bracha, always the opposite. So let's see, says the Son, what he's going to do to you. So touch him. V'yomar Hashem ala Satan, hinei kol asher lo biyadcha, right? Eilav atishlach yadcha v'chulo. Do whatever you want, just don't kill him. Just don't kill him. You can do whatever you want to him, but you can take anything you want from him, but don't kill him. Again, a lot, many of the Rishonim, the Ramban and Rabbi Nebuchai, have many hakdamas, how we're supposed to understand Eov, what's going on here, where's the Hashgacha? But, you know, we take it as a sefer that requires a lot of depth in thinking to it, and is the sefer of Sadeh Goralo, and if we don't understand a certain story, like this parak, as I mentioned, is one of the hardest prakim in all of Tanakh to understand, we just have to think more deeply about it, and spend more time looking in the Mefarshim. There's a beautiful thought from Chaim Shmuel Levin. Some of you might have heard it on this pasuk. What did Hashem say? Do whatever you want. Take whatever you want away from him, but don't kill him. But the Satan did leave one thing. He took away his money, he took away his children, he took away his assets. He didn't take away his friends. Right? Take everything. He should have taken away his friends also. Says Chaim Shmuel Levin. Because if you take away somebody's chaver, if you take away their friends, it's like you're killing them. A person can't live in a vacuum. A person can't live by themselves. Leaving his chevra, leaving his friends, he would go crazy. He wouldn't be able to live. The importance of a chevra, the importance of an environment. That's the story of Eov. You can do whatever you want, everything, just don't kill him, but that includes leaving his friends. Because that's the importance of a chevra. Vayter. It was that day. And his children were having a party. They were sitting in the oldest one's house. And a malach comes to Eov and says, amazing stuff is happening in your field. The cattle was plowing. And the pasuk says, the cattle were plowing, and the asonos were grazing. So the Gemara is bothered that if you plow, that's the beginning stage of a process. You plow, you put seeds in, it takes time to grow. But the very next part of the pasuk says that the asonos were already grazing in the field. How can they be grazing? They just started plowing. So Amar Yochanan Malame Shehit Imo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'Eov Me'ein Olam Haba. Right, Hashem gave Eov a little taste of Olam Haba, meaning what? As Rashi quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, when we are going to have fertilization and birth the same day. Right, think about that. The curse of Chava, you know, being removed. No more 9 months. No more anymore. Just the fertilization of birth. So do here. The plowing and the growing, it happened overnight. Not even overnight. The same day. That is what the level that Eov was on, even if his animals experienced Olam Haba. Period. Now starts the tragedies. Ode Medaber. While he was still talking, the Mesudas David on the pasuk says, Ode Medaber. It was Betoch. Betoch de Dibur. While one was talking, the next messenger came, and the next messenger came, even without giving Eov any time to absorb what's being told him. Ode Medaber Vizeba. Vayomer Eish Elokim Bechulu. There was a fire of God that went out, right, and destroyed the animals, some of the animals, the fields. The kastim, right? These were something we quoted yesterday about when Eov lived. The kastim, maybe that was shows us from the times of the Babylonians. They took your camels. Your children were having a party. Habachar, the oldest. There was a tornado that came over from across from the desert, and it hit the four corners of the house. Eov, all your children were killed. And after hearing all of this, Eov, right, he didn't have a chance to react earlier, but after he hears about, especially about his children, right, he tears his clothing and he goes into a period of mourning. Interesting contrast. I don't know if anybody make the contrast, right? We know at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, we know that Eli, he's also told all these terrible consequences. He hears that this was happening and the Plishim were attacking, and he hears that even his children were killed, and he doesn't yet fall backwards and break his neck off his chair. It's only the next pasuk when it says, the Aron was taken. What do you react to? What is your deep reaction? So here, obviously, Eov's ultimate reaction were by his kids were tzaddikim. In the times of Eli, the Bnei Eli, Eli already knew they were ruining the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. So what do you react? So you have Eli and you have Eov. Vayomer, and Yomer. So Eov says at the end of Perek Aleph, Arum yatzasi mi beten imi v'arum mashuv shama. I went out of my mother's beten naked, my mother's stomach, and I'm going to return there naked. Hashem natan v'Hashem lakach, yihi shem Hashem mevorach. Right, that God is blessed. Rav Kahn from YU once noted that the pasuk yihi shem Hashem mevorach is said twice in Tanakh. One time it's said in Hallel, right, yihi shem Hashem mevorach. Another time it's said by Eov after all the tzaros, because everything in life yihi shem Hashem mevorach. Right, whatever happens to us in life. And the Malbim on that pasuk in Eov gives pshat. And what does it mean? Arum, I went out naked and I'm going back naked. Says Eov, there are really two tainas that Eov could have had that he is saying that he doesn't have. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took everything away from him. So when would he have a claim that how could he do that? Number one, let's say he's had something all his life. Im akinyanim ha'ela shenevdu mimenu, heim kinyanim devukim bilti nefradim migufo. Let's say God took something away from him that he's had all his life, like one of his Ivari Haguf. Yes, Hashem created him, but then he'd have a taina. God, this is my arm. God, this is my this, this is my that. So what are you doing? How can you do this? This has been me my entire life. Been me. So that's the first part of the pasuk. I came into the world arum. What? Meaning, everything that you've done so far, God, has not. Well, I wasn't born with. The kids, and the cattle, and the trees, and everything. So everything, that's the first part of the pasuk. I can't complain about you that I've had this all my life since I was born, because arum ayisi, I was born arum, says the Malbim. And what about the second one, arum ashuv shama? Because there would have been another claim, says Eov. Even if I wasn't born with it, if I had worked for it, if it was my kishkas, if it was my amelus, if it was all me, then also I'd have a claim. What are you doing? I worked for this. So what does he say? Arum ashuv shama, Hashem natan v'Hashem lakach. Yes, I'm going to return arum there, but it's all God. Anything that I have, even chutz mimani, is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who am I to complain? And that's why the end of the pasuk, because zos lo chata iyo v'lo nasan tifla le'okim. That's the end of Perek Aleph, as I mentioned, right? Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, that's all the action. The rest of the sefer is conversation. Iyo with his friends back and forth. But that's what the Malbim says. Lochen yishem Hashem avarach, gam amar, kemosh Hashem natan bebidas harachamim, kenu lokach. Ki bevade hara azos, ki latachlis tova, shel lokach habanim bekinyonim lachaper bado, shishar gufo b'chayim ubebrius, lochen birech ala roch, kashem shem avarachim ala tova. This is Iyov, and this is the Malbim. Says the Gemara. So that's the pshat of the Malbim on that pasuk. Bekol zos lachat Iyov, lanasan tifo lelokim. Now we get the parak. This starts parak base. Vayhi ayom. Vayavo bnei Elokim l'tiyaseh v'chulu. Vayomer Hashem l'asata nemizet tavo. Vayan asata nes Hashem. Vayomer mishuta baaretz. Again, the Satan says, I've been walking around the land. V'chulu. Amar l'panim v'vanei shalom. Shati b'chol olam v'lo matzati kafach Avraham. He repeats it. Nobody's as great as Avraham. Shneam alokum esalak baaretz l'arka l'rachwa. Ki l'chot nena. U'b'sha shabikesh likbar sara l'matza makam l'kovra. V'lo hira achar midosecha. Couldn't find a place to bury, except if he paid a lot of money. So again, he wasn't mahar after your midos. And that's the godless, as we mentioned. That's what you pick about Avram's life. He still believes. After everything you did to him, Satan, he's still a believer. Literally, you seduced me to swallow him up for nothing. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, whenever this type of pasuk comes, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that comes and says, was this pasuk not written, we would never be able to say it. If the pasuk didn't say it, we would never have the audacity to say such a thing. Well, you could seduce God. So obviously it doesn't mean it literally. But the pasuk said it was as if the son seduced Hashem, and he was seduced. So again, that is obviously allegorical, but that's what the pasuk says. B'mastisa, right, it's coming up. This week's with another Mali Mikra Kasuf. Right, another Mikra Kasuf is coming up. The Makar V'Slichas, right, at the Moshe Hashem says, leave me alone. Right, Mashma, the Moshe Rabbeinu was grabbing Hashem by his lapels and saying, forgive Klal Yisrael. This week, Motzei Shabbos, we start Slichas. That's the Makar. B'mastisa Tana Vaiter. In a Brisa, it says, what does a Satan do all day? Yoredamate, he goes down and he tricks people into sinning. V'olu Margis, then he goes and says to God, oh, look what they did. Look what they did. Nota, Rishus, and Nota, Neshama. Then he takes Rishus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and takes the life. Right, that's what the Satan does all day. Yana Satan Hashem Yomer Or Baad Or V'chol Asher Lo Ish Yitain Baad Nafsho. Or Baad Or, yuck, you didn't touch him. Right, literally a skin for skin. But a person will do anything to protect himself. You know why he's saying that? You know why he still believes? Because he doesn't want you to touch him. He's like, oh yeah, thank God. It's like somebody puts up his arm, Rashi explained, to block everything else. He's protecting himself. Olam shlachna yadcha v'gal atzmo vel besaro. Let's see you affect him. You make him sick. Make him sick, Hashem. Imlo apanachei v'rachacha. Let's see him. Let's see what he says to you then. And again, Rechayim Shmulevitz doesn't touch his friends. Doesn't touch the friends. V'yomer Hashem ala Satan. And again, Hashem gives the green light. Hino biyadcha ach as nafsho shamar. Do whatever you want, just don't kill him. You can't kill him. V'yetzi asadam es p'nei Hashem. V'yach es Iov v'gomer. Amr, again, we could have a whole, probably, day, 24 hours here, about this, about the philosophical issues and problems and challenges of this parak, but we can't do that right now. But we know there's a lot more here. We learn the messages that we can. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Koshet Tzaro Shol Satan Yosha Mishal Iyov. The tsar that the Satan went through by not being able to kill Iyov was more pain than Iyov went through by the tsaras that the Satan caused him. Mashal Le'eved, Sha'amal Le'rabo, is like an Eved that tells his that his master told him, Shvar Chavitz V'Sham Res Yena. Go break this barrel, but you know what? Make sure the wine doesn't spill out. So he's got to break the whole outside surface and leave the thin inside. It's like, how do you be so docistic? How do you do that? So it's like the son has to try. He wants to give so much to Eov, but without taking his life. So that balance, the son's never so careful. So I'll err on the side of Misa, the son usually might say. Right, which Chas V'Shalom, there's never an heir. Nothing is, everything is Hakadosh Baruch Hu is behind it. But that's why the Satan, Kaviyachol, Satan was in pain. Amar Ish Lakish, famous line: Who Satan? Who Yetzahara? Who Malach Hamavis? It's all the same force in Shemayim. The Satan, the Yetzahara, the Malach Hamavis. The Ramban in his Akdama to Iyov writes that you see from here that the Satan is a Malach. He is a Malach. That's just something inside of me, right? The Satan's a Malach. Again, the Ramban would never say such a thing, but the Ramban doesn't believe in malachim like we believe. The malachim are like certain types of ideas, of levels of thought for the Ramban. But other Rishonim, the Ramban, Udi'imei, hold on, no, they are spiritual forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Just like the Ramban says, there are different malachim and tsarim of every country in the world, which the Ramban doesn't believe in those ideas. But it's all the same. Hu satan d'chsiv ha'yesi ha'satam eis p'nei Hashem. Hu yetzahara, k'siv hasam rak al hayom, k'siv hacha rak elav al tishlach yatcha. Or the same k'sir shava. Hu malach ha'mavis d'chsiv ra'ach es nafsho shamar. Alma b'didei kaima. So it's malach ha'mavis, because you see, he tells the satan, just don't kill him. Mashma, that it's in his power to kill him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, don't. Amar Rabbi Levi, Satan u'penina l'shem shamayim niskavnu. The Satan and Penina, both for l'shem shamayim. The Satan here by Yehov and Penina, as we know the story at the beginning of Shmuel, Penina, the co-wife with Chana of Elkanah. Penina had 10 children, Chana didn't have any, and Penina starts making fun of Chana, starts teasing her that she doesn't have children. Really, she was L'Shem Shemayim. Rashi quotes this over there in Shmuel. Satan, how is he L'Shem Shemayim? Kiven the Chazi L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Denatzi Yadayti Basar Iyov. Once he saw that Hashem loved Iyov so much, Omar Chas V'Shalom, Minshi Leila Rachmanusei D'Avraham. He says, oh, if Hashem keeps focusing on Iyov, and he is higher than anybody else in the world, he's going to start judging the world based on Midas Adin. Iyov believes, Iyov deserves good, so I'm going to give him, but everybody, he's going to forget Chosavos. He's going to catch Chosavos, so therefore I better try to knock down Iyov. So the Satan was really L'Shem Shemayim. I mean, the Satan is also a Shliach L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he was really L'Shem Shemayim. I saw one of the Achronim in the Biuri Adav says, deeper, why did the Gemara darshan this? Why did the Gemara darshan this? Satan was L'Shem Shemayim. Would they see it in the text anywhere? So how does the whole story start off? Vayihi Hayom. Vayihi Hayom. And some of Farshim say, what is Hayom the day? Yom Kippur. Gemara says in Yuma, the Satan has power 364 days a year. Right? HaSatan is Gematria 364. There's one day a year the Satan has no power. That's Yom Kippur. Right? That doesn't have any power. And that's why B'zos Yavar and Al-Kodesh, he'll go in, the Satan's not going to have any power that day. So how did the Satan have power? Vayihi Hayom! It must be that he was all L'Shem Shemayim. He was really doing it for the good of Klal Yisrael. That's the Satan. Penina, what about Penina? Dechsiv. V'chiasata tzarasa gam kas. She made her angry. Bavur harima. What does that mean? Penina teased her so much just to get Chana to daven harder. because he knew that if Chana davened harder, so then she would get a son, right? Just like many Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the imahot akarot, not children, because he wanted them to daven very, very hard. It says of Chaim Shmulevitz in a sicha in Siman Laman Aleph Chavches. You want to look at Laman Aleph Chavches? He says if Peninim is l'shem Shemayim, but we know Chazal say that she lost all her children as a punishment. She pursued l'shem Shemayim. Why did she lose all her children? Why did she lose l'shem Shemayim? It says of Chaim Shmulevitz, when it comes to Bein Adam L'Chavero, even if somebody's l'shem Shemayim, you're going to be punished for it, because you can't fully be mochal Bein Adam L'Chavero. If I am making fun of someone, even for his own good, it's going to have an effect. V'kvar b'yanad be'aveiro shemin adam l'chaveiro lo mo'eles kavana l'tova v'yafilu asav v'neskaven l'shem shemayim k'mo shemansina b'penina v'yafal pikein penina tzadekas gemura haisa u'bevadeh hayakashem ma'o. She didn't want to make fun of Chana. She only did it to bring her to tefillah. Mesiras nefesh. But still, manora onsha. Why? Ki ha'pokeah b'chaveiro yiyah machshavosav asher sheyiyu. If you were doing good for the greatest reasons, but if you stick your hand into an oven, it's going to get burnt. Right? And when it comes to making fun of somebody, that's sticking your hands into an oven. Darsh Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Bipapunya, Asa Sata Nashki Lakare. The Satan came and kissed him on his feet. Who did the Satan kiss on his feet? Unclear in the Gemara. Eov, he kissed Eov on his feet. Did he kiss Rav Levi on his feet? Not clear who he kissed on his feet. Okay, period. Bechozos, but the pasuk continues. Lochata Eov b'sfasav. Eov never sinned with his lips. Amar Rava b'sfasav lochata b'li bochata. Maybe with his lips he didn't sin, but in his heart he had apikarsis thoughts. It says b'sfasav. My Amar, what does it mean? Eretz nitna b'yad Rasha. The land is given into the hands of a Rasha. Pnei shofteha yechase. The face of the shofet will be covered. Imlo efo mihu, right? If he's not here, if it's not God, mihu, who's in charge of this, right? So that is a kfira type of line. That where is God? Amar Rava bikish Eov lahafoch kara alpiha. Eov wanted to turn emuna on its head, meaning he was being a kofer at that moment. Amar le abaya, no. Lo diber Eov ala kenegad satan. The Eov was Kineged the Satan. What does that mean? What do you mean Kineged the Satan? He was saying Kfira. He was saying Kfira. So I saw again another one of the Akronim says that also Eov. We know that Eov was a tzaddik. So how did he say this? So maybe Eov thought to himself, 1 minute, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't deserve to get these tsaris. So you know what? I'm going to say these things, so then afterwards people are going to realize, people are going to know that God is just. Because if I don't say, complain about this, people are going to think, what's God doing? So if I say all these things, then they'll think I'm that type of person. And then they'll realize that God is just. So he did it, dafka, to be able to get it. He's saying, I want to make it mishpat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Kit Tanoi, it's a machlok tanam, really. How do you darshan this pasuk? Eretz in the Biad Rasha, what the land was given over from God to a wicked source. Period. Next. Al daitech kilo ersha v'ein biyadach matzil. It seems on your das that I didn't sin, but nobody's going to save me, right? Nobody can save ein biyadach matzil, but you can't save me. Amar Rava, we're going to darsh in the next blot is all about seemingly apikarsis statements that were said by Eov. That's what we're going to talk about now. Bikesh Eov l'tharas kolam kulam min adin. Be Eov, and we're going to darsh in them whether it really means it or there's something deeper in the pasuk. Interesting. I don't in that Gemara that we had elsewhere. I don't think Eov was one of the svarim that there was a havamina to leave out of Tanakh. Koheles was there, right? Because of certain heretical psukim there and contradictions. Shir Hashirim possibly, because that might have been the chachma of Shlomo. A couple of us, but Eov wasn't. Eov wasn't ever. Even though you have some psukim there that seemed to be. So it's an important ha'ara, because Eov needs to be in Tanakh. The messages of Eov are eternal. Eov has to be in Tanakh. So, Eov had to be part of the whole world in Adin. Amr Lavan Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem, Barasa Shar Parsusav Sedukos, Barasa Chamar Parsusav Kalutos. Some animals have split hooves and some don't. Barasa Gan Eden, Barasa Gehenim. You created Gan Eden, you created Gehenim. Barasa Tzadik and Barasa Rishayim. You created everything. Umi Makav Al Yatcha. Nobody's telling you exactly what to do. In other words, what's he saying? The Marsha explains. Eov is denying here Bechira Chavshis. He's saying everything you created is perfect, but you created them. Right, he's going against the Gemara Nida, which says HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dei shamayim plus mi'ir shamayim. Right, he's saying you created everything. You created tzaddikim and rishayim. Nobody's ma'akev. Nobody could change what you did. So he's saying that to defend the world. Umay hadri lechavri de Eov. What did Eov's friends answer him? Af ata tafer yira. You're lessening yira shemayim in the world. The tigva sicha of nekel. You're lessening prayer, right? Sicha. You're lessening prayer because people are going to think that there's no purpose in prayer. The Sefer Yikarim says, right? That's one of the questions that led people off the path. Because people say, what's the purpose of prayer? If it's supposed to happen to me, it's going to happen anyway. And if I daven, well, God's going to change the gzera. So how is he a perfect God? Sefer Yikarim says, no. After tefillah, it's not that God changes. It's that I change. I'm a different person after tefillah, says the Sefer Yikarim. And therefore, gzera was supposed to happen to Shalom A, and instead it happens to Shalom B. It's not supposed to happen to Shalom B. So hopefully, we're supposed to be different people after we daven. And that's why the gzera wasn't never happened, supposed to happen to this version of the mispalel. That's how tefillah works. So that's what he says. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yetzer Hara, Bar Lo Torah Tavlin. So his friends answer him. Yes, there's a Yetzer Hara, but there's the Tavlin. Right? If you go to a doctor, and the doctor says, take medicine A, and you decide yourself, you know what? I don't like medicine A. I think medicine C is the one to do it. It's for a different sickness. Different. The doctor says you have to take this medicine to get better. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you have Yetzer Hara. Kodesh Baruch Hu says here's the medicine. Torah is the medicine. No, I don't need that medicine. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you that's the medicine that we have to use. Darash Rava, my dech say Berach HaZoved Alay Tavo. Eov says the bracha of the Oved comes to me. V'lev Almana Arnin, and I will gladden the heart of the Almana. Berach HaZoved Alay Tavo. What does that mean? The bracha of the Oved comes upon me. Malamed Shaya Gozel Stemius Miyasomim Umashbicha Machzir Lahen. You know what Eov used to do? He used to steal fields from orphans and invest it and make it better fields and then give it back to them. That's what he stole the he gave the bracha to the Oved, right? The Oved, the one that's lost, the orphans. So he gave a bracha to them. The Lev Amana Arnin, and the heart of the Amana used to make sing to call Hey Chadavi Amana to Lavi Nasvila. If there was an Amana that was having trouble getting remarried, Havi Azil Shadi Shmei Lave. He used to literally throw his name on her. What does that mean? Rashi says he used to say, "Oh, she's my relative. She's my relative, and everybody's going to want to marry her." Eov was Tzadik Ador. Matter of all, Yashiv goes along and says that, "Yeah, that's my sister. Oh, everybody wants to marry Yashiv's sister." Right, so he says, right. So therefore, he would in that way help them out. Vavi Avinas Vila, right? Mishana, he lied. He lied with Bnei Hashalom. How was he allowed to steal? Asks the Meiri here. Don't we paskin? But Mitzia Samach Aleph, goni v'manas l'meikat. Right, stealing amanas l'shalim. Not allowed to steal even amanas l'shalim. So the Meiri says, maybe here. I'm not going to read it inside. We don't have time. Maybe here is different because everybody knew Eov was a Tzadik Ador. So if the Tzadik Ador goes into your field and takes something, you know he's going to be L'Shem Shem. You know he's doing it for some good reason. The Tzadik Ador. And eventually they saw. That's what happened. So it wasn't called Gneva. It wasn't called Gneva. Says Abul Chanan, maybe a different answer. Like we met, I finally find an Achron that says it. Right? Maybe there's a difference. Or Reb Chaim also said it. Maybe there's a difference between Gneva and Gezela. What does it say here? Right? What does the Gemara says? He was Gozel Steyanim. Right, Gozel, but if you say that, then maybe it's Lav Dafka. Maybe it's really Gonev, only if you do it in private. But Gozel is Mutter. Right, Gozel is Mutter. That's what we said based on the Reb Chaim, the Maisa versus the Hefson Mamo. Okay, look back, listen back to those Baba Kama Shirim. Gonev versus Gibra Bochanan, right here. In Baba Vasra, got to put that on the list, says it. Lu, Shakal, Yishakal, Kasi, Kosi, Vahavasim, Lazayim, Yisu, Yachad, says Eov. A heretical pasuk, seemingly. If you weigh my actions, let's see if my actions equal my saris. Amarav, afrilapume de Eov. Put dirt in Eov's mouth. Chavrusa klapi shmaya. He's talking to God like a friend. Yeah, let's weigh. Let's see if it's equal. Let's see if my actions equal. Lu, period. So put dirt in his mouth. Says the Ben Yoyada. What do you mean dirt? We're going to have a couple of phrases like that now. What do you mean put dirt in his mouth? What do you mean dirt in his mouth? What kind of lashon is that? So he says, no. By the Nachash, he used his Koach HaDibur. He was the first to use his Koach HaDibur improperly. Right? He said, right, he used it to cause Adam and Chava to sin. And what was his punishment? He ate dirt for eternity. So whenever somebody says something negatively, uses his Koach HaDibur for the wrong way, he says to Ben Yoyada, put dirt in his mouth. He's like the Nachash. Right? Afra b'pumet de'iyof. Lo yesh beinenu mochiach, yashes yadu al shneinu. Right, let's get a mochiach, let's get an arbitrator, and let's see who's right, God. Let's see who's right. Amarav afrilapumet de'iyof. Klumi yesh evesh mochiach as rabo. How can he say that? Bris karasi leinai, umazbonin al psula. I put a bris on my eyes. Right? And what about, even I didn't even think about a psula. I mean, my thoughts were so clear, were so pure. Amarava, again, afrilapumet de'iyof, iyubach ranisa. He didn't look at any other women. That was his gavlus. Avram afilu b'didelo istakel. Avram didn't even look at his own wife. He was on such a kadosh level. Right, remember, he was going down. He says, oh, wow, you're so beautiful now. Right? He didn't realize he was so beautiful beforehand. Ask the Marsha. We know Avram Avinu was b'kayim kol tzarakul ashlo nitna before it was given. Doesn't the Gemara Kedushin say you're not allowed to get married before looking at your wife? Also, the kadosh ashirena. So what do you mean? Avram was godless. He never looked at his wife. He gives two answers. Number one, he says, maybe he looked at her before they got married. He looked at her beforehand. He looked at her beforehand, and then Ashirena. But then once he got married, he didn't look at her until then. So maybe that's the answer. And number two, there was another answer that he says. Maybe, I forgot what the answer, I forgot, there was no, I don't remember, it was something about Primat and Torah, maybe there was no Kedushin, so that halacha didn't apply, I don't remember. Marsha gives the second answer, but we don't have time to look at it right now. Anyway, you can look there. That's the Marsha. Vayter. Kala anan vayelach, ken yori sh'olo ya'ale. Just like a cloud dissipates, so too anyone that goes down to the depths will not go up. Amar Rava mikan shekofer iyo b'tchias ha-mesim. It's kofer in tchias ha-mesim. So again, a lot of kfir dik ha-psukim, but again, it's not controversial to be in Tanakh. Because as we're going to see on the bottom of today's Amud, we might not get there today, but the bottom of today's Amud is that people are not held accountable for the statements that they say in these types of situations. The Gemara is going to say that. So we're going to realize why you have said these. Asher b'sa'ara yishufeni v'hir b'psa'ai chinam. I have all these pains for no reason. Amar Rabba iyo b'sa'ara chireif u'b'sa'ara heshivuhu. He blasphemed with the word sa'ara, and Hashem answered him in sa'ara. B'sa'ara chireif t'chsev asher b'sa'ara yishufeni. A wind came and knocked me out. Amar l'fan of Rebbeinu shel Olam. Right, Hashem says, Hashem ruach sa'ara avra l'fanecha v'nischalif l'cha bein iyov l'oyev. What does he mean with a wind? Iyov says to God, maybe you made a mistake between Iyov and Oyev. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you got the letters mixed up, God. You know, I'm not your enemy, remember? Oyev, Iyov. Not for now. Look at some. I think the Ben Yoyada has a Kabbalistic idea about Omar, Oyev, Erdov Asig, that Pasuk in Az Yashir. There's a drusha about Iyov, so that's what he says. But Pashtas, maybe you got mixed up, God? So now we have, I think, five answers in the Gemara what God answered him. Well, I get mixed up. B'sa'ara heshivu d'chsiv. Number one. V'yan Hashem ezi yomen esar v'yomer. Ezer nok yibar chalatzecha. I get up strong. I gird my loins. Eshol chavodieni. Amar lo. Har b'nimen barasi ba'adam. V'chol nimo b'nimen barasi lo gumen b'fnei atzma. Everybody has many hairs on their head. And every hair comes from a separate root in their head. Shlo yiyu shtayim yonkos miguma achas. No hair comes from the same root. You don't have two hairs from the same root. Shomali shtayim yonkos miguma achas. If two hairs would come from the same root, machshikos ma'arein of shel adam, then a person's life would be darkened. His eyes would be darkened. Beguma legumul nischalifli beiyov laoyev nischalifli. Every hair I didn't get mixed up in. Iyov and Oyev, people, I would get mixed up in? Impossible. Number one. Number two, mi pilag l'sheitev ta'ala. Who opened channels for the water? Har b'tibin barasi ba'avin. There's a lot of water in the clouds. V'chol tibin shabarasi l'advus b'fnei atzma. Every drop of water comes from a certain source. K'dei shelo yu shtei tibin yosos mitfus echad. So that two drops don't go from one source. She'amali shtei tibin yosos mitfus echad. If two drops would come from one source, mitash l'shoshes aris. The whole world would be flooded if the rain wasn't perfectly orchestrated by God. Right, what do we know? First off in Tinus, three keys that God didn't give to anyone else. One of them is the rain. Right, the rain, childbirth, and tchias ha-mesim. The rain, ve'ena motzia peiros, and the world will not produce any fruit. Ve'tipol ha-tipol ha-mischalifli, ben'iyov lo'oyiv mischalifli. So the Gemara just finishes off. My mashat hai tala lishna de tfusu. How do you know that tala is a lashon of a form where the rain comes from? Amar Abba bar Sheila dechsev ayas tala kebesa sayim zara. Talks about an aqueduct that they had. Number three, the derech lachaziz kolos, the derech of thunder in clouds. Harbe kolos barasi ba'avim. There's a lot of thunder in every cloud. The chalkova kol barasi lo shvil b'fnei atzmo. And every thunder has a specific place where it's coming from. A specific path. K'dei shlo yu shtei kolos yosos mishvil echad. So it doesn't go out both from the same path. She'el mali shtei kolos yosos mishvil echad. If they both would come out from the same path. Mach riven is kol olam. They would be mach of the whole olam. Says the Marsha, what do we say when we hear thunder? She'kofu graso mali olam. One thunder fills the whole world. So if two would do the same, the whole world would be destroyed. Kochol grasa mali olam, even one. So that's why you can't have two overlapping. Bein kola kola nischalifli, bein iyov olam nischalifli. Right? So again, four. Hayadate isladis yali sela. Do you, Iyov, know the time when a yael, a yael on the top of a cliff gives birth, cholel ayalot tishmar, the time that an ayal is having childbirth pains, so ya'ale zu achzaras abaneha. This ya'ale Hashem created is brazen, is very wicked with its children, naturally, for a moment. And then it loves the child. B'shoah, you got to ask our neighborhood zoologist. B'shoah shekoa ra'as laledes, when this ya'el, is time for her to give birth, ola l'rosh ahar, k'dei sheyipo mimen av yamos. It goes to the top of a cliff to have the kid, so the kid will fall down and die. For a moment, at the moment of birth, it's in such pain that it doesn't want the kid. So it just wants to kill the kid. In 2 minutes from now, it's going to want to love the kid, like every mother. But for that moment, it goes up. Va'ani mazmin lo nesher, and Hashem says, and I make sure there's an eagle at the top of the cliff, right then, shemekabel b'chnafav u'menicho lefaneha, that catches the baby and then puts it down next to the Ya'el after that moment. Right, it's similar to the Gemara in Nida. Right, the woman, why does the woman have to bring a chatos? Because at the moment of the childbirth, she screamed, I'm never going to have another kid. Right, 5 minutes later, right, she's nursing the baby, no, I want 10 more. Right, so that's the same idea here. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Nesher V'Yomale. Okay, maybe 10. V'Yomale Makdim Rega Echad. My wife's not here. V'Yomale Makdim Rega Echad O Misacha Rega Echad V'Yad Meis. Right, and if Kodesh Baruch Hu says if the eagle came a second earlier or a second later, forget it. So I'm so medactic. Bein Regal Regal Mischalifli Bein Yiv LoOyiv Mischalifli. Again, look how exact I am. Finally, number five, last one. Chol ayala tishmar, the ayal, also, the childbirth that it goes through. I do you guard? Ayala zurach mitzar. Right, the ayal has a very narrow rechem. It's the uterine opening. B'shasha karas v'aledes ani mazmin l'darkon. When she's about to give birth, so the baby's not going to fit out. So I bring a snake. Shemachisha v'esarechem, that bites her at that spot in order to loosen up the area. Right, it's the first example of what do you call that, episiotomy? The first example of stretching out the making the hole a little bigger. Umisrapim yomolada, and it loosens the area. The amali makdim rega echad umacha rega echad. If the snake would bite her a second earlier or later, miyad mesa. That's it. We finished. Finish, you die. Bein regal le regal neschalifli, bein iyav le oyav neschalifli. So how could you say that it's mixed up? Says the gra ayala. We're talking about ayelas hashachar. The geula. Sometimes the geula is trying to squeeze in, and we can't get out. We can't get out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a nachash. He brings the umos ha'olam to give us more patches. Mitzrayim. He brought the Mitzrayim, so we had 210 instead of 400. So that's why throughout history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all these saris are just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the hole a little bigger, so that the yalas hashachar, the goel, could get out. Biter. Iyov lo badasi daber v'dvarav lo bahaskel. Iyov did not speak properly. Amarava. Here's the line. Mikan she'en adam nitfas b'shas saro. A person is not held accountable for what he says in these types of pain. The person is not held accountable for that. We give him a little leeway. Let's just try to get up to the wide lines. Eo's friends in the second parak hear all that happened to him. And his three friends come from three different places. Elifas atemani ubilda ashuchai v'tzofar namasi. They came to comfort him. They came together. What does it mean they came all together? They all came through the gate of Eof city at the same exact time. We know the Yadi. They lived 300 parsos away from each other. So how they all know and they ended up coming at the exact same time? Some say they all had a crown with each other's name on it. And whenever one of them was in trouble, the name dimmed on the crown. So they knew something's going on with Eof. Some say they each had a tree in their backyard. I'll shame the other person. And when the fruit started falling off that tree and it started wilting, they knew something was going on. The kibbutz kamp you have a yadi when it started wilting. Amarava hainadamri inshi. That's what people say. O chaver kechaveri de Eov o misusa. Yeah, you want friend? You want a friend? Is a friend's like Eov's friends. Friends like Eov's friends, right? What does Eov's friends have? They have his name written on a crown, right? Or death, right? Eov's friends, right? The Gemara says, there's another Gemara that says, O chavrusa, O misusa. These types of friends. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We've got a lot to do tomorrow, but Hashem, we'll try to figure out as much as we could. The Amud Beis tomorrow was pretty short. It doesn't mean anything, but we will continue. Okay, if somebody has a minute to give my wife a boost.